This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began to meditate on the impact statement in Habakkuk 1:5. Look at the nations and watch, and be utterly amazed, for I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe even if you were told. I pointed out that you need to be sure to consider the context in which an impact statement is found. If you don't, you will likely distort what God is saying. When God continued his answer to the prophet's complaint, Habakkuk didn't want to believe what he was hearing. It totally confused him. In fact, he questioned what God was telling him. It didn't fit his theological position. He affirmed his understanding, "O Lord, are you not from everlasting, my God, my Holy One? We will not die." He was correct in what he declared, but he was confused about how his God could do what he was planning. He even confronted God with what he felt was a total contradiction. "Your eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrong," verse 13. Both of his declarations about God were theologically correct, but they were not all that God was revealing about himself to the prophet. God was right. The prophet would be utterly amazed by what God was going to do. As the sovereign Lord, God had a bigger plan than to just answer Habakkuk's initial complaint. That's why God began to answer Habakkuk with the words, "Look at the nations and watch." God was concerned about conditions in Israel, but there were other nations in the world that also concerned him. God would reveal his answer at the appointed time.